Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio for this Christmas edition 2011. And I'm your host, Red Snapper, as we bring you Relationship Talk tonight. Valentine's, they break up. We're going to be talking about that tonight, and we're going to have the panel tonight. We don't have a real special guest, but we will have the panel coming on as we talk about this subject, and hopefully we'll get some of you to call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, grown folks radio for those who didn't know, because it's what it is, you know. We found that to be true, that people do those things sometimes, but, you know, that's just the way life goes sometimes. People just play games, and this is the way life is when people get into the game thing. So hopefully that's not the case in everybody's case. You know, just having somebody for the winter, you know, I don't understand. You know, I guess it's get cold. You don't want to be cold. You want to have somebody lay up with. And then once you are done, you get that yourself ready to find somebody else when the summer gets here. So, but for those who want to call in, like I said, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing it right now. So I'm just waiting on some of the other panel members to come in. And while I'm waiting, I just want to let you know there are some new projects that's coming up. And any authors, poets that are out there that wants to come on Word Sexy, we are starting to do our scheduling for segments for 2012. We started today, actually. So if you're interested and you have a book that's been published that you want to come on, you are definitely welcome to come to Word Sexy Radio. Get with me on Facebook, Red Snapper, and we'll talk about it. But I must get a copy of your book if you have one. Like I said, we're scheduling people for the 2012 schedule, so that's what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be doing that. So who do I have that just came on?
Yeah. Hello?
How you doing?
Oh, man, I didn't know you could hear me. I was like, you know, singing on the radio. Are you, you know?
No, brother. I got you. How's it going, man?
I can't complain, man. Yeah, you know, doing good. I'm loving this weather now and cool down. And, you know, things are looking up nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got a little bit of rain going on up here. It's probably going to turn into a wintry mix. And, you know, I guess we may or may not have a white Christmas up here in the Kansas City area. But, you know, it's coming across. So that's what's going on right now. And we got that. And tonight's show, like I said, as I was speaking earlier, is going to be winter relationships. Those people who feel like they need to get with someone to go through the holidays with. And then when right just before Valentine's Day, they break up, so that they can get back out there and find someone else. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, and we're going to have the panel. We don't have really any special guests, but I know we still have to get Cotton tonight. She's supposed to be on the show, so we'll be messing with her as well. But while we got a little time and we're waiting on everybody else, DV, why don't you go ahead and after you say your comment, go ahead and kind of get into your new project that you have coming out, because I've been seeing a lot of stuff coming across on that now, so... are you still there? Oh, he's dropped. Well, he'll be back in just a second. But they do have a new project, and I want him to definitely talk about that, you know, when he comes back on, because it's a new anthology, and we want to definitely promote that here on Word Sexy Radio, because, you know, that's what we do here on Grown Folks Radio, is we talk about that thing. So that's what we do. And like I said, anybody out there that's listening that want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. So hopefully we'll get DV back here in a second and get the other panelists to pop in, because this is a two-hour show, and there's DV now. DV, we got you back, brother.
All right, what's up?
What was you got? You was about to say something, and you got cut off. What happened there, brother?
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, lo and behold, Cotton need to be on for the whole 2 hours, because, you know, she'll come in, drop by, then disappear. So, you know, we need to get her.
Yeah, well, she's supposed to be here, because I spoke to her a little before the show, and she said she was coming, so hopefully we'll get her here. And I know Carmen is supposed to be here as well, and I think we may have another radio host from another show that I was on the other day. I can't remember her name right now. That's a shame. She's supposed to be coming on. But like I said, the relationship thing we're going to be talking about tonight is, you know, winter relationships. What do you think about that? People getting together for the winter, and then when right before Valentine's, they break up. What do you think about that?
Me personally, like, I've never done it, you know. And, dude, I mean, to me personally, I'm just one of those people that if you do it, whether you be male or female, then so what? You know, you're not establishing anything serious. And if somebody within that 2 month span think that you are serious, then I guess they kind of have to deal with the issue. Do I think it's wrong? Yes. But do people do it? Yes. I mean, whenever you get somebody, you get with somebody after Christmas, you always got to be suspect. You know, after Christmas, you know, you got to wonder.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean on that. I'm wondering, is this Carmen?
Yes.
Carmen, how are you this evening, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you all?
Hey,
we're
Carmen,
doing just fine. And you know, the subject tonight is just a panel tonight. We got 2 hours of talking shit tonight. The subject is going to be...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all about us. And even the day after Christmas, we might have a show. I'm going to decide between now and at the end of this show. We got 2 hours of talking about winter relationships, people who get together for the winter just to do Christmas, or maybe after Christmas, and then break up right when it's before Valentine's Day because they don't want to have to be together for that big day. So what do you think about that? We're going to talk about that tonight. And like
it's
I said, those people that are calling in, the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sex Radio. Go ahead, Carmen. You got a comment.
Is that what they call cuffing season?
There you go. They have different things that they say
this.
In different places.
I just learned about this phenomenon this year. I just heard about this cuffing season. I'm confused.
Oh, yeah. And it is a phenomenon. You confused? Why are you confused?
Because the way I understand it, it's semi-long term, but it's still casual. How does that work?
Well, I mean, how can you go with somebody just for the winter anyway? Just because it's cold outside, you just want to fuck and do all that, and then when spring gets here, you want to get rid of them because you want some new shit. I mean, how is that?
Nobody. That's what we call nobody.
Oh, but I thought that was a white girl.
No, it's regional. We call them snow bunnies because you hunching like, you know, y'all bunnies, but then, you know, once the snow gets, time to go.
I like
that. Just being a man, though, right? I mean, that's what you all do on a regular basis.
Oh,
so.
see, wait a minute. Don't put that on just men because you got women. You got women that do this, too, that will get with somebody just for the winter, get the Christmas gift, do everything you're supposed to do, be together on New Year's Eve and all that, and then when time for Valentine's to come up, it's like, we need to see other people.
Now, they get their Valentine's
Day
gift.
Oh,
don't
yeah. And then they can get moved on.
Say,
and
I don't know a woman that's going to give before Valentine's.
So let's not just put it on the men. This is not just men. So, you know, there's a lot of women out there that's scandalous like that as well, so. But how does that work, though? I mean, how do people talk about that? Do they put that on the table in the beginning, or do they just do it and then just work their way through that? It's interesting.
Oh.
I'm just trying to figure out how that would work.
I mean, how do you tell somebody that I only want to be with you for a month? You know, I mean, how do you talk about something like that? Like, you know, I mean, like, yeah, this is going to be the best month you ever had. I mean, really?
That's not really
a good selling point.
I tell you, I'm seeing someone in the chat room, and they're saying if you can hit it all winter, at least hit it and give Valentine's Day's gifts as long as lovely parting ritual, as a lovely parting ritual. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you get your flowers, you get your candy, you know, you get laid and like it was fun, you know, and then you know call
it was fun and that's it, huh? That's the
right.
End.
Well, that'd be a good Valentine's Day for me. I don't like flowers, and I don't like chocolate. So,
well, then I like flowers and chocolate. You can snow bunny me.
All right.
Hmm.
Anybody that's out there interested in doing this kind of thing or in one of these kind of relationships, knowingly, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexual Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we talk this shit on here. And we want y'all to come on the show and tell us how you feel about being in a relationship like that, if you are in that. And the chat room is up as well, and we have, let's see, who is this? Was it Mua Creole? Is that how you say that? I don't know if you're listening to me or not, but I like that name. That sounds pretty good. Mua Creole.
But
I don't know if that's male or female, but I tell you what. Tell us what you think about that. I see what you said about the hit it all winter and all that, but what exactly, how do you get into a relationship like that? Not that I want to be in one, but how does that work? Go ahead, Dee Dee. I know you have
something. I'm mad you ask people to call in and talk about theirs. They haven't gotten their Christmas gifts yet. Do they really want to out themselves?
Well, you know, they probably
don't.
Don't.
Leave a real name. They can leave a fake name.
Yeah, they don't. And you know, it, you know, whatever you do, it's you know, I'm not going to blast you out on blast. I'm, you know, I just want to hear what you got to say on it. So well, it'd be nice to get that. But
if
you don't
want to
talk, just get on the chat room.
The thing I want to talk about is that crazy ass video y'all put on y'all page. The 1 minute orgasm. I was talking about that.
Oh, yeah. And what about the other one? There was another video that I received today. I don't know who sent it to me, but it was talking about how you can get a woman off, and it's exercises. They have a guy actually in the gym that's doing rotation with his ass-type ritual, where, like he's in some pussy.
How are you
going to
say you
how
don't
you
know
the woman
sent
off?
It to you? I sent it to you in a message.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought it was you, but I just wanted to make sure I knew it was you.
That so
dude, talk to us. Since you sent it out.
My man was
Carmen,
getting
Carmen.
On the floor.
Huh?
Now, this is Carmen, the Trashy Book Diva Jones. I want you to tell us, Trashy Book Diva Jones, does that work? And then we'll get back
Look,
to the winner relationships.
When I saw it, I was just like, dude, it's going to get off way before the mat do.
I mean,
imagine myself under that, and I'm like, I would really think that he was having a seizure. I'd be tapping him on the shoulder. Baby, do you need medical help? What is going on? What the hell are you
skills,
doing?
Skills, it's called stroke skills. Make the orgasm in 1 minute. Make her orgasm in 1 minute.
Her,
I mean,
yeah.
This motherfucker actually did this shit, and I actually watched it like a dumbass. Anyway, there was somebody that was walking by on the outside of the room that he was doing it in, and they were looking in. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Anyway.
Yeah. Walk about people
tell
in the back,
so. Yeah. Because I was like tripping on that. But anyway, that's interesting that you have to take classes or on how to get a woman off. Because I just want to know, did it work?
I mean, I want to know, because I want to know if somebody tried and did it work. First of all, as a woman, let me say, I'm not sure that I want to have an orgasm in 1 minute. Like, I like the build up and the foreplay, so I'm not even sure that should be a goal. But I am
well, it shouldn't be.
To know if it works.
But, you know, my thing is the journey. I mean, the orgasm is the end part. But, you know, I mean, you can make more of them as you go. But the thing is the journey to me is more important than actual the orgasm because you're getting there. I like that, the build-up. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people
get
1 minute orgasm.
Let's be real. If that man is going to last a minute and a half, he damn sure better bring his girl one in a minute. So, I mean, with everything that he was doing, I thought he was about to bust. I thought he was just about to start, you know, shivering and quaking. I like, cause, you know, he was poking through his little sweatpants. I know.
He was tripping me out on that. I was like, damn, dude, are you gonna nut? I mean, it was just that crazy. I mean, you know, but we need to. For those of you who are listening out there, and there's this video out there called. What is it called? It's called Easy Stroke or Stroke Easy and Get Your Woman to Orgasm in 1 minute. Yeah, it's on my. I'm going there now to try to look at get the right name of it. It's called.
I posted it on the chat room.
Can I post it in the chat room? Can we do that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well let me see if I can get it so I can post it there, people can actually look at it because this video is it fucks me up. It actually, and it has instructions that stops in between to tell you what you have to do.
When I saw it, I'm thinking this dude's going to use his tongue somewhere in there. I'm like, no, admit it, you got to use the tongue, all right? No.
Anybody that's in the chat room, you can get that now. You can click on that. And go ahead, DJ. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, like, he was in this big, you know, pyramid triangle. Like, if you really got to go way up there, you know, to get way back down.
I guess he was trying to make sure that there was something under him. I don't know. I mean, it was just
no,
crazy.
Look, here's the other thing, though. It's impractical. I mean, like, you would have to be on the floor to do it because he was literally, like, jumping and moving his feet. Where is he going to get that kind of traction on a bed?
You know, I don't know. I guess it depends on what kind of bed. I mean, who wants to fuck on the floor? I mean, I've done that, but, I mean, damn.
I do.
I don't know.
I'm a floor fucker.
But you're deviant, though. You're that guy that you can do it everywhere. I mean, you know, that there's nothing wrong with that.
I was going to say, yeah, we don't put anything past you. So everywhere with anything, yeah, don't worry.
Well, where's Cotton? That's what I want to know. Now, the woman called me not even 10 minutes, 20 minutes before the show and said she was going to be here. Now, where is she?
Doing
we need to find Miss Cotton.
Wait,
where is she?
Cotton is watching the video and seeing if it works.
She's on West Coast.
Oh, is she out there looking at the video? Okay.
She's looking at the video to see if it works.
Well, we posted that YouTube link so that if you're on the chat room, you can definitely get that. And there's a couple of people in the chat room. I don't know if they have any questions. I'm asking if there's any questions. But the subject tonight is winter relationships. Some people who get together just for the winter because it's cold, they want to have somebody that they want to have fun with. And then after that, they let them go right after Valentine's Day is what I'm
hearing.
You know what? So if you got any comments or questions on that, why don't you just call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and let's talk about it. What are you going to say?
I'm going to put it out there like this. Winter is the perfect time to get a big girl. You know what I'm saying? You want to stay warm, you need your ass
That's
a big
me.
Girl.
That's me.
All right, now I want the big girls to call in. Now, big girls, do you agree with that? Because DD just put you on blast. Do y'all agree with that? Call in 347-215-8539, and let's talk about it.
And please,
wow.
And cut
big girls
out, because that was mean.
Big girls. Big girls.
It's
big
a good
girl.
Thing that you were a big dude, too.
Uh-oh.
That's mean.
No, it's not. Because you know
yes,
what?
It is. Oh,
I'm
going to
tell you like this. If everybody dressed up warm, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and don't nobody care until the springtime when they like you a little bit fluffier than what I'm used to.
It's me.
Wow.
It's me.
He's just telling it like it is. I guess that's what's going on. Stroke skills. Make her orgasm in 1 minute. That's the name of the YouTube video that's out there right now that everybody is going crazy over it.
Laughing
because he's humping this mysterious woman that DV said, and I don't know what the hell he's doing. I mean, like you said, his feet, his ankles. I mean, what
that's
is he going to
say? You see how high that brother's hips go? Unless this man
got
like
20 inches. How in the hell are you going to do that?
I mean, really? Damn, bro, you still in there when you that high up? My hero.
She must be a big woman.
Hey. What is going on with y'all tonight? Stop it.
Look, I have no problems with big women because I tell you what, I do them all. So a big woman ain't no problem with me. So, don't take it in negative.
More cushion for the push in.
There you go.
I think Chris Rock had me, like I was listening to Chris Rock like a few weeks ago. And he was talking about big girls. He was like, you know, big girls, he was like, they'll tell you in a heartbeat. This I'm big as hell, but there's some good pussy under this gut. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Can't knock it.
You right. Man, where is Cotton at? Now she knows she's supposed to be here. Don't make me have to call her. I need to get her number. I don't have it in front of me. But don't make me have to call her and get her on here. She's the main one to call. You having a show, right? You need to text her on Facebook. Cotton, get your butt here right now.
You got to throw in an or else.
So, okay, now that you all have seen the video, tell the truth. Are y'all going to try it out?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Y'all are lying.
Why? First of all, what good would it do us to do that?
Because we look like damn fools.
You can't tell me. You got curious.
But look at this. If we get caught doing that shit, and then we get laughed at, like, well, the dude in the video did it.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
First of all, the woman going to be like, you looked at a video on how to get me off?
In a minute?
She'll be tripping on that shit. In a minute?
But now, if she looked at a video
one damn minute.
The 1 minute blowjob, I definitely ask her to try
it. Well, I got a video that shows you how to do that. There is a woman that actually takes time out to teach that. And that video is available, and I'll get that to you.
Not in a minute, though.
I mean, she does take time with your ass. I mean, you know, you don't just get off in one damn minute and shit. But, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's weird that people even think that you can have an orgasm. Like a woman is just going to be so damn hot that she's ready for your ass that she's going to get off a minute after you stroked her several times where they were showing this dude. You know, I mean,
That's what I was saying. There's no... Go ahead, Carmen.
The first time I watched it, I did it without the sound because it was sent to me in an email link. My friends are perverts, clearly.
Oh, it has sound?
I didn't even check to see
that
it had
me
sound.
Me either. Me either. I didn't even know there was sound.
What's there? Is there music in the background that he's fucking to or something? What, the air?
No, there's narration. There's narration.
What is narration?
Yeah,
now, I know that when I watched the video, I saw... Now, when I saw the video, I saw that it was doing, you know, it had some spots where it'll stop in the middle of the video, and it had some directions that was written, and then you click it, and it keeps going, and then some more words would pop up. Poof. You do it like this. You stroke in the diameter of 265 degrees to the left, and this, you know, just tell me all this bullshit. And then, you know, you would push the button, but I didn't know it had sound in it.
I thought they was practicing.
I mean, do you go to the gym to do this, or do it at home? I mean, how do you practice this shit?
Well,
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't get caught dead doing this shit in the gym.
Can you imagine having a class? Everybody in
like
the class is out there doing it.
Wait.
Can you imagine everybody being in like, look at how you go to aerobic class and or something, and then everybody's in there doing the stroke.
Just,
wait,
so
if it don't work, do I get my money back?
Notice,
I mean, what?
That dude never looked up at the camera. Even he's embarrassed to be in the video.
I would hope that this was a prank video. I would hope that this was a prank video, just like the prank hoax that they put out about John Van Jovi.
I don't think this
is
a prank.
They put out about what?
Well, you know, they was talking about John Van Jovi. They tried to say that he passed away today, but that's not true. It's a hoax. But anyway, I hope that this video is a hoax.
No, I don't think so.
Because
they're taking this way too seriously.
You think so? Okay.
They should take it out of the chat room again.
Back to the chat room again. I get a comment from Mua Creole. If a real man did that in a real bed, he would have sheet burns on his knees. She said, tantric sex for folks that ain't got all night. Laugh out loud. I like that. That makes sense. Because the way he was doing it, I don't see how, there's no way he could actually do that. And I think we got Miss Cotton. Cotton, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, baby. You always come in on your own time, don't you, baby? I love that. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, baby. We got the whole panel here, and we're talking two subjects tonight. Actually, we were talking about winning relationships, but then we started talking about this video. I don't know if you've seen it. It's called, what's the video called again? Easy Strokes or some strokes, some bullshit. Where this dude is supposed to give you a damn orgasm in a minute.
Mm.
It's a video actually training you how to do this, Cotton. It's called Stroke Skills. Make her orgasm in 1 minute. What do you think about that?
I think you need a partner.
I want Miss Creole to call in. If that's Miss Creole, call in the number 347-215-8539. We want to hear you talking. I know you're on the chat room, but we want to hear you say something because I think you have something valuable to put in this conversation. If you'll call in, please. Okay. Now, Cotton, what do you think? Have you seen that video?
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it at all. I don't know. Never heard of such a thing.
You have to see
well,
it.
Well, I mean, this guy, like Carmen was saying, she was saying that the guy won't show his face, but he's down there actually stroking the air like he's fucking the biggest woman he can find. And he's got his legs and shit, his knees. It's like, I don't know how you can be on the bed the way he's doing this shit. I'm going to have to send you that video. Actually, if you go to my page right now it's on my page. If you go to my page on my timeline, the way they have read new timeline set up on Facebook, which I kind of like that.
Okay. That's new?
So, yeah, go ahead and take a look at that video. Watch it real fast and tell me what you think. And while you're doing that, Carmen, I don't think this is possible that this guy can actually do, or whoever came up with this technique, I mean, is that the only thing they can do?
Okay,
what about?
Do
they have tongue question lessons too? How to eat some pussy? You know, is it just the stroke? Or, I mean, damn.
I didn't make the video, Red. Damn.
I know you didn't make the video. I'm just wondering if there was a resource or source that you may have, you know, picked this up.
Yes, my perverted friend emailed it to me, and I was like, huh?
Well, have your perverted friend call in. Tell her to call in right now, and we can talk about it, or him, and find out if he's doing this shit or she's doing this shit. I'll try that, because we really want to know. Inquiring minds want to know, and this is a Christmas show. We got 2 damn hours to do this, so let's do it. See what's up. And I purposely set this up with no guests tonight so that we can talk shit because, you know, you want to do that before Christmas, you know. And these winter relationships that we're going to be getting into here in a minute is going to be wild as hell because I know Cotton's got some stuff on that.
Okay, well, look, I have some Facebook questions.
Okay, you have a Facebook question? Okay, bring it.
Facebook question. All right. Here's the first one for the panel. Favorite position?
Favorite position.
I was going to say, y'all riding the slow bus now?
So we all, I guess they want to know our favorite positions?
Duh.
Okay, all right. So you started
first,
off since you asked
you
the question.
You first, yeah, smart ass.
For intercourse, it would have to be face down, legs together.
Ass up. Oh, yeah, face down, ass up. Somehow I knew that was your position. Anyway.
Squeezing on the covers, biting on the pillows.
Oh, is that yours?
For me?
What's
you
your position?
To your business, TV.
Nah, like, I've done that one before. But it's karma. Because it's women. I want to hear what these women got to say.
I'm going to tell you what I think. Mine is, I used to like the dog, that face down ass up. I still do, but I think my most favorite
now
is...
No, I wasn't saying doggy. I'm flat.
Okay, you flat. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, no dog then. You just laying down and motherfuckers humping your shit and your legs is closed. I like that. Okay. Okay, all right. Well, I like just plain old fucking missionary position sometimes because I can go down and eat and come back up and fuck and go down and eat and come back up and fuck, you know. Put my fingers in the ass and the pussy, you know, all that shit. At the same time as we go while I'm eating.
Man, that is interesting.
Carmen, y'all heard that. Okay, now what is yours, Miss Cotton, since you've been quiet tonight?
What is my what?
Favorite position. I know. You watched that video, didn't you? That's what's going on.
The video. Who said that they know?
Excuse me?
I heard somebody say that they know my favorite position. Who said that?
Oh, no. Nobody knows your position, baby. We want you to tell
us. I was just checking.
Huh?
I was just checking.
Okay. I wish I did know, but anyway, go ahead.
Stop stalling.
You're about to find out now. Actually, I have a couple. I don't have one. Sorry.
Oh, well, give us your most favorite of the two.
On top.
She likes to ride. Somehow I knew that. It's a control thing. Okay.
No, it's not a control thing. It's that I want to make sure that he's well-pleasured thing. See,
but dudes don't like women always riding all the time. Women get the pleasure out of the ride.
No, like sometimes women like to look at their man enjoying themselves, and that's how they get off.
But
that's what I'm saying, because it ain't always about the ride for me. I mean, you know, women like that more than men do.
It's not about you. Sometimes it's about the woman.
See, that's what I just said, though, baby.
You're not hearing me. Sometimes it's about her wanting you to be pleasured. Sometimes it's not just about you. Sometimes it's about her wanting to pleasure you in her own way.
Square me away, baby. Square me away on this Christmas Word Sexy Radio. I got you. Okay, well, anybody out there who has a favorite position they want to talk about since they're putting questions on Facebook, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. We also have the chat room open for those who want to dare get on the chat room. There's a couple of people in the chat room, but I don't see anything going on. What's going on? No questions? Let me know what you want to know, because we're talking about relationships tonight, winter relationships, those who want to get with people for the winter, and then when spring get here, they get rid of your ass. That's what I want to know. How does that shit work? Cotton, have you ever seen or know anybody, or have you ever done any of those kind of things before? I don't think you have, but what is that all about, winter relationships, getting with people and going through the winter and through the holidays, and then when after Valentine's Day, you're through with them? What's that about?
That's for people that are lonely and don't like being alone for whatever reason. And, you know, when it's cold, of course, you want somebody to cuddle up to. I want somebody to cuddle up to all year long. That's just me. But
How does that work? Do you put that shit on the table and say, look, we're just going to fuck for the winter, and then after that, when spring get here, fuck you, or what? How does that work? You put that shit on the table? How does that work?
You know people won't never say that, because then you liable your subject not to get what you want.
So they play games. It's a game thing. Okay. I got you.
Okay, I watched the video.
Okay, so tell us about the video.
It's stupid.
It is stupid. I thought it was a hoax. I thought it was a damn hoax, but they seem to think it's real, that somebody's actually trying to train somebody how to get somebody off in one motherfucking minute. I just don't see how that can happen.
Some people are, that's not going to work with someone. That might work for a couple people, but...
Hey, that's a good question, DV. Where's the proof? Where's the statistics that show that if he swirls and twists around and has his damn toes up and shit on a damn bed like that, that a motherfucker's going to get off in 1 minute?
They should have some women testimonials after the video, you know.
Maybe the man gets off in 1 minute, because 1 minute men, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I already said that he was close to finishing his business already, but I think that the only thing I can figure is that they think that with that up and down and side to side, he's hitting everything. I guess I don't know.
Is he hitting everything, though? I mean, this motherfucker's back is arched up like a motherfucker. But is he hitting everything?
Yeah, because he wasn't even hitting the mat, so I don't know.
I mean, I'm just looking at his toes and shit. I'm still tripping on these damn toes and shit. You know, what bed is small enough to do that on? Can somebody please tell me? I just don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Maybe you're doing
here. DV dropped off again. Let me get DV. Oh, he's back. Okay. All right, DV. Yep. What's going on with your phone, man?
Man, it's towers around here. My phone ain't cheap yet.
Are you driving?
Towers. Huh?
You driving?
No, your phone is driving cheap.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, Cotton has been very quiet tonight. I want her to talk.
She's quiet all the time.
Now, Miss Cotton was on. She was doing a radio interview the other day. And what show was that on? Because you were very, 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 very good on that show. And I was hoping that person would call in tonight so we can talk to them as well.
What was the name of that show? I'm sorry. That show was really great.
It was a good show. I was on there listening, and I said a few things, but, you know, I thought it was really good, and, you know, it was a nice, hot show. It was nice. you know, she was doing her thing with her tag team mate, you know. And he's getting hot. He's blowing the fuck up out there, ain't he?
Actually, he is. He really is.
Yeah, he's starting to blow up. I mean, he's getting all these interviews, and he's getting a lot of stuff going on. That's good. I like to see a brother or, you know, a sister, anybody that's in the literary game that's getting their due. That's all right. I like
it's
that.
The Cream City Classicer.
Okay.
That's the name
of the show. I wish we could have a way we can get her on. She said she was going to come on, but I have not seen.
Are you
or, you know, anyone calling. I don't know if I am or not. What is her? I don't even know what her name is. I forgot. She told me, and I forgot. I'm so sorry. If you're listening, please forgive me. Because
no,
I know I fucked up. Yeah. But you know, let's do this winter thing. Is this all we got on the winter thing? I mean, you know, I mean, I need somebody to call in so they can explain this shit to me, because I don't understand how you can get with somebody and fuck around with them like that and play with them and then let them go. I mean, just tell me how that's done, because I just don't, you know.
Nobody on this phone has done that.
I mean, I have not done that. I have not. I mean, I don't want to be done that way. So,
it's not just wintertime, you know. Like, it's been done during summertime. After you get home from school, or, like, if you came from college, you got somebody in your city that you live in that you boink. You know, during the summer, then when you go back, it is what it is. You know, so it's not just the wintertime it happens. It's a summertime thing, too.
So that's what I'm saying. So it sounds like you just you're an opportunistic hoe. This is not.
So it sounds like he has experience. Is that what you're trying to say, Carmen?
Oh, DV knows he's a hoe. You know that, right?
DV.
It's not
DV.
A surprise.
She believes you know, brother.
I've done the summertime thing.
You've done it? Well, do tell. Talk about it.
No, I mean, that. But
no,
you go
he
into
said
it.
No.
No, no, you go into it knowing what it is. You know, it's not like we're going to spend the holidays
together. So you do put it on the table then. You do say we're just going to fuck for the summer, look good together, and then when winter get here, I'm dropping you because I want to eat my winter pussy.
Yeah,
no,
you
let her think that there's a relationship, and then when you go back to school,
no, you don't.
Stop calling her, right?
If she maintains that illusion, that is not your fault.
Oh, it's like that. Oh, okay. So it's an illusion.
No, because you go in with the knowledge that, look, we have, I'm going back to school, and wherever I'm going to school at, you going wherever you go to school at or whatever it is you do, when the summer's over, we over. If she still wants to believe that there's a relationship after that, that's entirely upon her.
So if she doesn't go to your same college, then that's when that works, right?
You never do it with somebody from your own college because then you got to see them.
Oh, man, I need y'all to call in. 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio, and we're talking about winter relationships or any kind of relationship where you drop somebody after a couple of months. Since, we know, it seems to be the norm. People are doing these things. I was just wondering about
But aren't those people that really aren't looking for a real relationship, and it's really not a relationship if you drop somebody so soon?
Well, I would think that it's not a real relationship. I would think that it's just a fuck or
a
fling. So let's call it winter flings then.
Okay,
who's done it now? People have done it now, right?
What do they do though? Do you date? Because if you date, isn't that a relationship? You only just meet up for sex once or twice a week.
The relationship kind of denotes some type of commitment. If the only commitment you got is at the hip, that's not really a relationship, maybe a sexual type of relationship. But
I would think that what I've seen, people go out and stuff. They actually go out, they go to parties, these Christmas parties and everything, like they're together, like they're a couple. They do stuff like they're a couple. They exchange gifts, they do everything. And then all of a sudden, they find a reason to break up.
That's another thing. If you got to manufacture an excuse to break up, then clearly this person didn't know that it was something.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm thinking that you don't go in knowingly. That's what I'm trying to find out. But nobody's calling in and telling me or putting in the chat room or saying they know, because everybody's innocent. They don't do it. So I'm wondering. We have a caller that's calling in. Now let me see if this person has a question or if they even want to speak. Caller, state your name, where you're calling from, if you have a question.
Melody Roberts.
How you doing? What's your name?
Melody. Roberts. Red, how you
doing? I'm fine. How are you? You have
That's
a question?
That's the genius. Right? You're talking to the genius behind Untapped right there.
Is this my girl?
I'm a genius.
My love.
Yes.
Hey, Melody, baby. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, panel.
Hey, girl.
Hey, she's speaking to y'all now. Melanie, okay, we're going to let you talk about Untapped in a minute, but before we do that, since you called in, I want you to tell us a little. You know the question tonight is about these winter flings that people do.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody, or have you ever been involved in something like that, or how does that work?
You know, I don't know that it's, I guess maybe if I had to say anything about it, that it would be kind of unspoken. It would be one of those things that men maybe do or women maybe do, but it's not necessarily.
Okay, thanks. I was going to say just men.
I
just
want
to put it on the man. Because there are some women, y'all think y'all don't do shit, but trust me, y'all conniving and get away with shit too now.
But seriously, I've never really had a conversation, you know, with anyone who says, okay, I'm about to get me somebody for the wintertime. Usually maybe they'll kind of disconnect the other chicks or guys that are lingering, and they may kind of stick it with the one that they feel like will benefit them the most throughout the holiday season.
Okay, the one to give up the most booty.
You said they got a
hey, most booty, most money, most trips,
best companies, best parties.
I mean, for a single person, you know you're weighing your options, and I think maybe as far as 1 and 11, you could probably get away with the, you know, just deductive reasoning, I guess you would call it.
I like that, seductive
reasoning. Common denominator.
Okay. So what do y'all think, panel?
Never
I think that sounds personally, though. But, I mean, you don't go in there telling the person, hey, this is what we're going to do, right? Huh?
I think this is how men get their tires slashed.
Why you got to get the dude's tires?
Why you got to
fuck with tires? I mean, the tires didn't do shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Get his ass. You know, I mean, I don't understand why people do that. They get hurt so bad that they want to break something that he's got and shit, break some windows in his cars and shit. I mean, damn.
An even better question, Red, would be, you know, how you choose that person that, you know, you talk about wanting love. What about these trips and these little conventions and these little, you know, out of town or expensive, you know, to impress? Because I know that happens. I think that probably happens more around the year round than it would just in the wintertime. I think people are always kind of in the back of their mind trying to decide, you know, who's best for what.
But see, that sounds good.
Women are not cheating if it's not in the country. You know, so.
Y'all ain't doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, y'all try to rationalize. Oh, that's new. I never heard that before. So if I go to Amsterdam and I fuck around, it's not cheating.
That's how women do it. That's how they rationalize.
No. You just said that, DB. Wait a minute. You're not in the country. How does that work?
I haven't heard no woman say that, DB.
Man, that's from you. You've never heard women say that?
I've never heard anybody say that. Well, I'm in London, so it ain't cheating if I fuck around.
Yeah, I've heard women say that, and they laughed about it. It's not cheating.
Really?
It's not cheating if it's in another country. Or if I'm on vacation, what country got to do with it?
You still married to that person, or you still with that person when you go back? So how's that? I don't get that one. That's new. I like that. Hey, some new shit. That's new as a motherfucker.
More than one woman I know rationalizes.
Hmm. Wow. Okay, ladies, y'all heard him say it.
They go get a foreign weenie, and all of a sudden, it's not cheating because it's foreign.
So is that true? There's more women
weenie
on here than men. So I mean, it's only two men. It's three women. Tell me, is that true?
I think DB
can
make that up.
I've only ever been out of the country, maybe a handful. Well, not even a handful of times, and I went with the American and came back with them. So I can't really.
So you didn't go to cheat. Okay. You was with your shit with you. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Cotton, what's up, baby? Are you there?
Somebody back there
slicing up some shit. Hey, did you hear what Melody just said about, well, Melody didn't say this. I take that back. DV said that women, when they go out of the country, it's not cheating when they fuck around with some dude from, like, Australia or some shit. Because he ain't from here, so it ain't cheating. You know, so is that true? Do women think like that?
No, women don't think like that. It's no different from when you go out of the country, you sleep with some hoochie mama or some female. I don't care what color she is. If you put your thing in her vagina. Yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
What if your woman says, hey, I know you're going to be around all these beautiful Brazilian women. Why don't you go ahead and get
like,
some?
Yeah, go to Brazil. There you go.
Oh, I give you a pass.
In Brazil?
Or even, I'm just naming a country that people think is exotic.
But Brazil is the one that most of these dudes want to go to before they get married and shit. Yeah, that's the one.
Brazil also has the highest incident of HIV and AIDS.
Look, going to Brazil, everybody wears thongs. That's all they do is walk around in thongs. That's what they wear. So, of course, it's probably that way.
Okay.
But does that give you a pass, though? What would you think if your woman told you to go, or your man told you can go out of the country, you can fuck who you want to? that's giving you a pass and himself or herself a pass as well, that if they know you did that shit, they're going to do it.
Then they're going to use it against you.
Right. So who would be the dummy?
What I'm saying is,
I don't know. It's like
it's real. I'm not saying that any of these women here do stuff like that, but I know women, you know, women that I am currently friends with who do stuff like that. They are married, and they'll go out of country with their girlfriends, and they'll consider not messing around on their husband if it's foreign dick. Or
I think because there's no emotional attachment. Because women, I think, are more emotional with their affairs. If it's a real affair, you know, as a man, you need to watch out. But it's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, most women, when they, like I said, when women treat most of the time, it's the reason behind it. It's not just.
That's
just
what I mean.
No,
women get horny too.
That's just most of the time. That's not necessarily all of the time.
I say all the time. I said most of the time. There's usually a reason behind it. But, you know, it just trips me the fuck out that I'm hearing you say that. And I'm not saying it's not true. I'm sure there's probably some people who probably has told you that. I just never heard that before.
But shit, I know women who swing. I know men who...
Well, yeah, swingers, yeah. There are some men who swing, yeah.
I know dudes who professionally bang housewives, you know, so...
Well, I know women who go to churches and fuck the pastors on purpose. You know, they do that shit just because they can bring them down. That's their profession. But anyway.
Well, she's not tying him down.
That's another show.
No,
right,
not
there.
That's this show.
Well, we can talk about it here. Okay. All right. So what about that? I mean, so is that true, though? Women think that a man can, or somebody, if they go out of town, out of the country, and they okay to fuck whoever they want to. I guess men do, so do women do that?
Well, I mean, it's a broad brushstroke statement, but... Some women, maybe if they not with them, but maybe they were exclusively talking to each other. I don't know how you consider that. You're not really committed, but if you go out of town and you see somebody.
Man, wait.
Yeah, I guess if it just happens, right? Not planned, but just happens.
Hey, Red, I know you've seen those Bachelorette videos, right? The Bachelorette videos where they go around.
I've seen some.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? They all sucking on some random dude's dick. And what, that's not cheating?
Well, I mean,
that's a good
the Bachelorette videos.
And
a lot of them
have rings on their fingers.
Okay, you're talking about Bachelorette videos. Explain that a little bit. You're saying that they actually go out as Bachelorettes and they're going before somebody gets married? Or they're what's going on?
They actually have a website dedicated to these Bachelorette videos where, you know, the girl is about to get married. You have friends who are married, aren't married, the whole, you know, the whole gamut. And some stripper will come through, and he'll wiggle his dick in their face, and they'll suck on it, they'll kiss on it, they'll jerk him off to the point where he climaxes. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and all of them,
shit.
And every last one of them, you know, touch the dude. They either kiss his shit, they either kiss his dick, or they suck on it, or they fondle him or something.
Well, let me tell you something. That's a good segue into what I was going to say anyway. A lot of people, even young people, think that oral sex is not sex. So they do shit like that. As long as you ain't penetrating the pussy, they think that that's okay. What do y'all think?
I think they dumb.
So that's probably why they do that. Why? We ain't having sex. I'm just sucking his dick. That ain't sex.
If it got
ladies,
the word
y'all being
sex.
Quiet on me now. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm saying. They still trying to handle the best.
I think that... Any type of mouth to genital, genital to genital, intentional interaction is sex in some form. So then you
Melody?
Gotta.
Is that Melody? Who's saying that? Is
yeah,
that Melody?
That's Melody. That's Melody.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I agree with you because I think sex, because to me, I use oral sex as my foreplay, and I'd use that during sex. So my thing is sex. So for people who think that that's not sex, I don't know where they get that idea on their mind that they're not having sex because they suck somebody
maybe
off.
Maybe it's just not intercourse.
It.
Bill Clinton.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's that.
I was
going to
say,
maybe
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton. If the president's saying it ain't sex, it must not be.
Exactly.
BC, baby.
Okay so.
But remember.
So
he's your
was,
idol, huh?
No, when I was growing up in, when I was going to high school in the early 90s, there was, you know, girls having anal sex at my school so they wouldn't get pregnant. know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's another thing that they think is not sex, too. They think that's all, anything besides the vagina is what I'm telling you. That these kids are now, I even heard kids say today that they don't consider that sex because you're not penetrating their vagina with your penis. So everything else goes. They look at that as being open.
Yeah.
So anybody who have young kids out there, your kids are doing this shit. And they're thinking that they're not having sex when they really are. But anyway, let's get back to the subject. Since we kind of like didn't really go deep into the winter sex thing, I guess that's probably dead now. But what's on your mind? Just kind of, let's, you know, we got another hour here, and I'm going to play a song here and before we go into the next segment. But whatever you want to talk about this next hour, we want to talk about that because, you know, it's just something, you know, we just, this is open mic tonight. We're just talking about that. We might even have Cotton do some of her poetry if she likes, and that's up to her. But the thing is just, you know, relationships in general. Any questions you may have that you want to know something about something that you may or may not be going through or somebody you know. You know, that's what we're going to do. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play this little Winter Christmas song by David Sanborn, and then after that we're going to come back, okay? Thank you. for Rain and Christmas. As we bring it to you this evening on Word Sex Radio, as we talk about relationships. We're talking relationships tonight, as you all know, and we're doing our thing here on Word Sex Radio. Yes.
You my boy, right?
I am your boy.
All right. I'm going to just say this because, you know, I love you. That shit ain't had nothing to do with Christmas. All right. I don't know what the hell that dude was playing, but it had nothing to do with Christmas.
You know why you don't understand that? Because you don't get into jazz, probably.
You're right, but like I thought you was gonna play maybe some Jackson 5 or something, some throwback, you know, Temptation.
I might do that, man. But since you want to talk shit, I probably will have to find some type of Temptation or something Christmas song. But I don't have that available right now.
But I said out of love.
I know you do. And ladies, hopefully, I guess y'all feel the same way. But if you do, it's okay. Now we're back with the show. Got about 58, got a whole hour to talk about anything y'all want to talk about. And I was asking the chat room, which I think they've kind of went dormant on me, if they had any questions or discussions. And anybody out there that's listening, the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio, and you can call in and we can discuss anything you want to, or anything that could be troubling you, or anything that you've been through, anything that you want to talk about in relationships. Not that we're the experts, but we just want to talk about it, because sometimes talking about stuff, you can get through things, and we just want to just talk about that. And I hear somebody back there sound like they're cooking or something, but anyway, that's all right. I also hear some kids in the background. Anyway, ladies, what do y'all got going on tonight? Any questions, anything that y'all worried about what men do or why men do certain things? What? I mean, I know Michael Bazin has a new book coming out, or it's out right now, about relationships and what do men want, or some shit. I don't know. I mean, he's doing his thing, but what do y'all think? Okay, well, that's a good question. What do y'all think men want? Or what is it that we're missing that what women want?
Hey, you just asked us about 5 different questions.
Right?
Yeah, so which one do you want to hear? You state the one, and then you go.
I had a question, and I was just waiting. So my question is,
okay, well, go
my
ahead.
Question is that why is it, and men can say that they don't, but this is one of the things that has always baffled me about what the hell is wrong with y'all's asses when it comes to this kind of crap. You want to chase the woman, and as soon as you get her, you turn and do some other shit that you shouldn't have been. You did all this shit to get her, to have her next to you, and you did all the wooing and the sobbing and the whining and the, baby, I want you forever. And as soon as she said, all right, I, we can do this. Let's do this. Now, all of a sudden, you don't want to be bothered.
I can answer that one.
Go, DV, go.
You better be good,
you know,
DV.
Cotton, sweetie, I love you, but this is the thing, and it will always be the thing. There are a lot of men that the chase is more important than the catch. You know, if you pursue something, it's like this. And somebody, I was talking to somebody about this earlier. People tend to want what they can't have. And when you're constantly working at it and struggling at it and trying new ideas on how to get to it and how to pursue it, that builds up this, you know, this excitement. But when it all works and when you get exactly what you wanted, then the excitement is gone because you're not wasting any time thinking about how you can get it again. So in order to get that same feeling again, you pursue the next individual. And, yes, it is wrong, but there's a lot to be said about the chase. When you're, you know, men deal with a lot of rejection, but when they get somebody who's like possibly, maybe, you know, I give you some, we'll go, you know, we'll become that man that we're always supposed to be, you know, in order to get it. We'll try new things. We'll do different things. We'll be romantic. We'll be sincere. But once that all gets us exactly what we wanted, now we have to go chase the next girl and be the next girl's chameleon. And sometimes that's just what it is.
So in all reality, you're being fake.
Well,
because,
it's not being
because,
fake because wait,
really,
it's an extension. It's an
really, you don't really want that. You just want to play this cat and mouse game that puts you in a position of having some power. Because your power is that you're chasing her and she's saying no to you, but you're constantly chasing her. But you technically have the power because only you know your motive. Only you know that you're being deceptive. She has no idea. So in all reality, you're risking hurting somebody's heart because of this dumbass game you want to play. Is that what you're saying?
But guess what?
I'm saying that you're
under the illusion. You're under the illusion that he's being fake. When the truth of the matter is,
Let me say this. That is probably right what you're saying, but sometimes guys do this shit and they don't really realize that's what they're doing. And I'm not trying to take up a man or anything. I'm just saying sometimes you just do the chase, and then once you get it, it's like, this ain't what I want. And you didn't want to do something else.
Or it was
you know, women do it too. They
just
do it
different. It was more important to have the chase than it was to get the catch. Because remember,
that doesn't mean he intentionally was trying to do that shit.
But
remember that.
What do you get out of it?
Oh, wait. I'm not sure what's worse. So either you're a liar or you don't know what the hell you want. And that's your defense.
The thing is, there's a lot of men who don't realize. They're not self-aware of the things that they do. They will pursue a woman, you know, and then it's after you get the sex, it's not the mind-blowing, you know, earth-shattering sex that you dreamed of. So you're like, okay, well, now I got to go chase the next woman and find out if she can bring me that mind. Or it may be something completely different. What I'm saying is men are, more often than not, they're truly being genuine. These are extensions of who they are. They just push them to the extreme. They are the chameleon that women want them to be. Until they get exactly what it is.
That's why men go out. That's why men. That's
if you're the chameleon that I want you to be. That's not genuine.
No, it's
that's why men can cheat. That's why men go out and cheat on their wives. That's why men can go out and cheat on their wives because of that.
The personalities that they show you are inherent in them. They just. You know, they push other personalities that they have a little stronger than others. You don't push the jerk personality unless you with a girl who wants a jerk. You don't press the sentimental button until you meet somebody who's sentimental. These are all personalities that you have, but you only express and show the ones that she's interested in.
But you know what? You know, and I hear you. I understand your point very much. Just. You know, the DV, I'm not taking my frustration out on you by no means.
I know,
I'm
sweetie. I know.
Asking a question. But, so in all reality, like Ms. Carmen said, they really don't know what they want, A. And B, you're taking a woman through this emotional roller coaster. And I was going to say the very thing that you that these very men that you're talking about, because I deal with a lot of dumbass men. No offense. They.
I thought you said you didn't bash.
I would only take offense if I were a dumbass.
I thought you said you didn't bash men. Come on now.
But they're the same ones that are calling.
He didn't bash
me. The same ones calling me crying that they can't get the woman that they want, and when they finally get this woman. They don't really want her, but you're crying because this is you think in your mind because she's telling you no, you want her, and then when you get her, you don't want her.
Women do that, like, yeah, they do, but it's different with women.
Women don't have
sometimes
the tendency
women
to
end up getting exactly what they didn't
women
want.
Women only cry about the man that she was in the relationship with, not the one she's chasing, because
no,
most women are chasing
no,
men.
No, I'm sorry.
But women do those kind of things where they have a guy chasing them and they really don't want him, but they know that somebody else might, and they will go ahead and do it, and then they'll say, I don't want this motherfucker. I just seen it done on that side, too. It's not just men.
Yeah, but you're not
chasing a woman because you think she wants somebody else. You're chasing her just because she said no. She may not be interested in nobody else, but just because she's saying no to you, I know because I'm in here, but just because she's saying no to you, you'll continue to chase her, regardless if she's seeing somebody else or not. Women do have the tendency to want the man when she sees it. Oh, even though I told him, no, I don't want this other girl to have him, so I understand that. But men have the tendency to chase a woman, cry about not getting the woman, get the woman, and then say, you know what, I think I want somebody else.
I don't want her.
But
okay.
See, remember,
well, shit, I don't
we
know.
Talked about this a few weeks ago. Every relationship isn't meant to be a relationship. You know, you can't make somebody into the perfect person. And even if you pursued her, even if you pursued her to the nth degree and found out that you didn't want to be with her, there's a lot of men who would rather just walk away than be like, look, I apologize for pursuing you so hard, but you know, you're not exactly what I'm looking for right now. It takes a lot of gall to say that, and men just rather walk away and not say it at all.
And that, you know, and this reminds me of Jurassic Park, and I know this is so left field, but it was when the nerdy, what's his face? Y'all know who I'm talking about. Scientist.
Yeah.
Was when they took him to this place and they put the goat in front of T-Rex and was like, okay, now eat. And they're waiting for him and waiting for him and waiting for him to come, and he doesn't show up. And he's like, dude, he's a man. He wants to hunt. He wants to hunt for his food. That is, that enhances the final product. That enhances, you know, the kill. And so when I hear the back and forth about women being chased, and I do agree, women don't want to be chased as much as a man chases them, whether or not it turns out into a relationship, whether or not it was even meant to be a relationship, I think it's kind of nil when you talk about the chase, because it's just the chase. The thrill is in the chase. And so although it's the same type of topic, I still think it's different, because I do think women are way more devious nowadays. I still do think they play the role. Sometimes I think they're reasonable, and I think men have ADD, and because there's so many different ways to meet a woman, they are never, ever satisfied with one, either at a time, or, you know, they're hesitant
no
in picking one because they feel like, you know, oh, wow, I won't be able to, you know, have 8 million emails, you know, with these potentials, and I won't, you know, I have to give all of that up. So I think a lot of it is just people don't know what the hell they want.
With
that's
all
true.
This,
I think social networking kind of screwed it up because, you know, it took the geographical part, the local element, the chemistry, all of those things that you can kind of feel on somebody. It took it away and replaced it with sexting and, you know, smiley faces oh, my God, I got
right.
a kiss, you know, and, you know, 808 and 69 and, you know, all this stuff that's just very, just like, you could do this to everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you because.
Leave that alone. You know, it's hard to let you go when you've got all these women on you. You know,
yeah, I agree with you because.
People.
Right, I agree with you on that because, you know, we are in this microwave society now where what happened to the courting? I think I saw something that Cotton put on Facebook a few days ago about what happened to just going out with somebody and learning about them and stuff and just having dinner and stuff like that. It's always got to be, well, let's fuck. You know, I mean, what happened to the courting and the dating and all that and getting to know some people like
you didn't know,
like
Red, those 80 million texts that y'all sent back and forth. That was it.
That was
fast forward straight to the bedroom and pick up where you left
right.
off. And she, you know, put her fingers on her clit and sent you a picture of that and put her nipple in her mouth and sent you a picture of that. I mean, it goes back and forth. It goes back and forth. You know, so
that is true because people do send pictures and shit. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They do. They send lots of. And so
guilty.
It's not in
the
relationship. This
but,
is an
yeah,
relationship.
So,
how many times have you sent your.
Yourself?
So
if
how many times have you sent your genitals to someone or somebody sent their genitals to a person so that they can look at them or whatever the case? I mean, is that part of the courting process as well? Okay, well, I'll damn too.
I don't know if it's courting or not, but it was cute.
I bet it was cute.
Those same people are crying about they want a real relationship, and those are the kind of things that you're doing. I get very peed off with people who are trying to get to know me and they want to text me, and they're just meeting me. Like, you can't get to know me through texting because, for one, I'm not going to sit here and text you all day and all night for us to try to get to know each other. That's not going to happen. So the fact that people do that's a warning sign to me, because you haven't picked up the phone to call me once. You're not calling to invite me out to for a walk, to talk, or anything. To me, that's a warning sign. And unfortunate that a lot of people don't look at that as a warning. They're so intrigued that somebody's interested in them and that somebody's showing them attention that they forget that this is not dating. This is
well,
you might as well email me or send me a letter in the mail. This is not a date.
I even think a letter in the mail is more personal.
We took the humanity.
Yeah, a letter in the mail is more personal.
Yeah,
really
we took the humanity out of dating, because now it's not. Whenever you see a woman's profile, there's like 10,000 messages, so she doesn't have to actively pursue you. So when a woman is actively pursuing you, it's like, oh my God, you know. Now you have to put on the best you. I mean, we essentially what we did is we've traded out
personality for taking the hunt.
Yep.
You know, and
exactly.
I move very, like, even now I'm old school. You know, I'm so very old school that, you know, I won't even give my son a cell phone because, you know, that's just how I am. If you need to reach me, you know, here's a quarter or two. Or, you know, there's
other phones. No, you might have to give him a cell
phone. But understand this.
I grew,
no, but
I'm
understand everybody makes
excuses.
<They're laughs>
nowhere.
But no, everybody makes
excuses.
He's going
to call you from nowhere.
But what I'm saying is everybody makes excuses as to why everybody needs technology when I'm just old school. You know, I whenever I'm dating, I move slow. In order to get to know somebody, I'm the first thing on my mind is not to talk to you about sex. Because, you know, I'm past that part in my life where, you know, the first night we need to talk about sex. You know, and nowadays that's just like part of the open conversation. If we're not talking about sex after the first few hours, I may not call you again. So, I mean, me, I'm one of those people that I move slowly. I'm not, you know, I'm not pushy. I'm just kind of feeling people out. And sometimes, you know, if I'm talking to people, you know, over the internet, just kicking it, I never even ask for their phone numbers simply because that's how slowly I move. That is just who I am, you know. But
well,
like
you know,
I said,
that's
I'm
good.
Old school.
That's good that some people are that way because, like I said, I call it the microwave society with things today. You know, women want all these things, men don't want all these things. You know, but you know, women don't cook now, women don't do this, men don't do that. You know, it's just you know, everybody wants to do
women
everything today,
cook.
Right now, this minute. There are
and
some
men
of them that
don't clean and fix cars.
That's
you don't understand what you're saying. What are you saying when you say women don't cook? Because that's very old school.
But that's what
I'm saying
nowadays people are not concentrating on that kind of thing. You know, they just don't do that stuff anymore. You have people that don't do that anymore. Not saying that I need a woman to cook for me because I don't. I'm a trained chef, so I don't need anybody to cook for me. But what I'm saying is there are things that people don't do anymore because what we learned when we were growing up, my parents, you know, that was a thing. You know, your daughters was around the table watching mom, showing them how to cook and all that stuff. These kids, these women don't know how to do all that shit. Men, you're right, men don't know how to work on cars. These cars are complex now, can't work on a house and all that. But they want this microwave shit going on right now where let's have sex, like you said, text it, let's get together, and it's LOL, like all the things you mentioned before. That's what society has come to now with all this technology. But we've lost being people. With this, back in the day, you know, you would get someone, you would date with them, you'd actually take time out with them and actually do things, go out, do stuff. Nowadays, it's so everything is so fast. People aren't into it. That's what
they
I'm saying. I'm not trying
what
to people's degrade women
is,
or whatever.
Their profile.
You
don't have
you been
to
a restaurant? Been to a restaurant and everybody's looking down at their phones. You go out. And you just look around, and you just see everybody's head down.
That's all they do, the phone.
A lot of times,
you're absolutely correct.
You're too busy checking in. You're too busy LOLing. You're too busy taking pictures and posting them that, you know, it just really, I mean, you're there physically, but, I mean, your mind is wrapped up in all the gadgetry.
But just a few years ago, it was rude.
You're too busy clanking each other, you know, sending clanks out and, you know, planking and all this. I mean, it just was crazy.
But remember, look how far we've devolved. I mean, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but look how far we've devolved. We've gotten to the point, remember, you know, answering your phone at the table was considered rude. Now it's customary. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, yeah, but what I'm saying is there are people still doing that or they'll text. Or, you know what I'm saying? And it's considered less rude now than it was a few years ago, just a few years ago. The thing is, a lot of us that think old school, we like, look, if you answer your phone at this table, I'm getting up and walking out because that's still rude to us. But a lot of people, they just consider that normal. That's a societal norm nowadays.
So
what do we do? How do we fix it? How does this get fixed?
If you're dealing with... It's the certain person's mind. Everybody likes that attention. And what it is I'm getting attention. Apparently, the person, you know, and as sadly as it is, apparently the person you're with isn't important enough for you to set your phone on silent or turn it off for just a few moments that you're with them to show them that respect that they rightfully deserve.
Let me ask you this then. What if your kids call you while they're sitting there? You don't answer the phone?
Let me say something. I got four kids.
That's different, though. I mean, you explain that. Look,
how is that different? It's the same thing. It's the same disrespect.
No, that could be an emergency.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's what I'm saying.
That's just like
you would explain that. You would explain that. You wouldn't just pick up your phone and start talking, right? You'd be like, oh, wait. This is
well,
my
most people do when they take their phone away. I have to take
you would stand up from the table and say, excuse me. Whatever happened to standing up from the table saying, excuse me, I need to take this. How hard
I understand,
that?
And that's what I'm saying. So is that disrespectful if it's not your kid?
I have four children, and my children have all had cell phones probably at a really young age. And if they were at home and I wasn't with them, my phone, even though it may not have been turned off, was on silent. So if they needed to reach me and if it was really, really important, they would send me a text and say, hey, Mom, or they would call and they would leave a message. But then instead of me answering my phone right away, I could listen to a message. And if it was an emergency, then I could say, hey, you know what, I need to do X,
when
Y,
do you
Z.
Listen to the message? When do you listen to the message? Do you do it while you're sitting at the table or do you go to the bathroom and say, look, I need to go to the bathroom? When do you do it?
If I'm with somebody who respects the fact that I have children, then they'll be understanding to that. Let me listen to this message.
Okay.
See,
there's contradictory here. I'm hearing there's contradictory.
It's a respect thing, but my kids, me personally, my kids, when I walk out the door, my kids are not about to call. I know people that do that. The kids call them as soon as they walk out the door. My kids don't do that. So I've raised them better than that.
But in reality,
people want to feel like they're important. So you want that extra attention.
I understand that, but what you said, you want that, but then when the kids call or something, I mean, how do you determine when to answer, when not to answer? If you know it ain't a person that you shouldn't be answering, of course that person, if you're with them, they should know enough about you that when you're taking them out that they should know you have kids or whatever. But the thing is you're saying don't answer the phone because it's disrespectful while you're at the table, but then your kid called, it's okay. Which one is it right? Which one is right? Which one is wrong?
I said if it's important enough, the children will leave a message or they will text you and say, hey, it's an emergency. You need to answer.
But whatever it is that they need to do.
Just the same way your friend would text you or the technology is there. So there's no reason for you to answer the phone immediately when the kids call. If you know your kids well enough, then you already understand. They understand. So it's a training thing and a respect thing, but I don't know. You have to be connected in order to.
It's case by case. That's what I'm trying to say here. It's case by case. Because.
but then you
don't answer the phone when you're sitting on a date, you know, because now you got special situations. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
There are some parents who just answer their phone just because. Nothing have to be going on. They just want that attention. They want the person across from them to feel like they got so much going on in their life that they need to answer every call that comes in.
Did Melanie drop? She dropped. Okay. I understand what you're saying. But my thing is when do you answer and when you don't? If you know it's somebody that you ain't supposed to be answering, then don't answer. But if it's your kid, it's okay. That's all I'm trying to get out of this. Because I'm not trying to be an ass here. I'm just saying, you're saying disrespectful people are on their phones while you're on a date and all this stuff. I'm just trying to figure out when is the right time to answer the damn thing.
When it might be an emergency. If you have a kid and we go out to eat and you look down and your cell phone is buzzing, I'm with her. First of all, I expect it to be on silent or vibrate. Mine is always on silent.
Well, that's fine. It should be. And I agree with you there. But when do you answer the phone?
So when you look down and you see my kid and you look at me and you're like, this is my kid. I want you to answer the call. I'm not so self-centered that I think that I am more important than your child. At the same time, if you're telling me it's a business call or it's whatever and it's after 5, no, tell them your office hours are 8 to 5. You're out with me right now. It's disrespectful for you to just feel the need to chat.
And that's what I was trying to get confirmation on. That's all I was trying to get. I'm not saying it's right or wrong to be on the phone or not. What I'm saying is when is it right to be able to accept and when not? So the kid thing would be right if it's important.
But if it's business, that's what I was saying, at your discretion.
So how is it disrespectful?
If you know your children and you know your sister and you know how your household is ran and all, it's a whole lot of things that come in with that. Because I'm just saying, it's a case-by-case thing. It depends on you. If you feel like it's an important call or it's an emergency because your kids don't normally call you like that, then, yeah, you would want to answer the phone. I mean, but it's up to you.
Okay, so after I saying all these, what I've heard of it being disrespectful to answer the phone, now it's okay, it's case by case. Is that what I'm getting?
We're only talking about children. We're not,
there
just
are
like
no absolutes.
Just like Ms. Carmen said, we're not talking about it's been a business call and it's after five. No, you don't need to answer the call. You should actually
okay.
be spending that time with me. So what she
okay.
just said, what Ms. Carmen said.
Okay. All right.
I basically read that, given any situation, there are no absolutes, you know, so... I mean,
well,
that's
exactly what I was trying to say, because if somebody gets mad because you take a call, then, you know, they don't know if it's important or not. They just mad because you took a call.
No, why would you explain that ahead of time? That's what I'm saying. We're sitting here in the middle of a conversation and your phone buzzes. You mean to tell me you just pick it up? You don't say anything to me? You don't
why?
I didn't say that. I'm not saying that. You guys are saying that. I'm just saying, when is it? All I asked was, when is the right time to answer the phone?
That's not what we said either. What we said was, say, excuse me. I think DV even said it. Excuse me. I need to take this call.
Okay, so I'm fucked up.
Can anybody hear me?
Is that what y'all saying? Y'all saying that Red is fucked up? Okay, I got it.
That's what we're saying.
Red is fucked up. Okay, it goes on Red. Okay, we got that.
Hello?
So, okay, what else is annoying? What else? Yes, Melanie,
well, no,
you there?
Good. I was
oh, yeah, I'm here. I didn't know because my call dropped. I didn't know if anybody could hear me.
You're back. I heard you earlier when you said, I said, I got you. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay, baby.
There's nothing
all
we
right,
can
so,
do to change technology. Technology is going to continue to be more. It still freaks me out that now when somebody sends me a Facebook message, it pops up on my phone like a text. Like, I'm still getting used to that.
Yeah, that too, and Twitter. I get Twitter and all that stuff too. So
yeah.
I don't want to disrespect nobody by answering the phone.
All in my business, but I'm like, there's nothing we can do about technology. But I think people treat you the way you allow yourself to be treated. And as for me, if we go out on a first date and you're answering 20,000 telephone calls, your frat brother that you ain't talked to in 4 years called, and now all of a sudden you got to have a 10-minute conversation with him. On the phone at the dinner table, then I'm done. You don't ever need to ask.
Well, you know
me
that to me that would be definitely a disrespectful thing. I got you there. That would definitely be disrespectful. But I think that some calls that if you did take them, you know, you can explain why you're taking them or whatever. I think that makes sense. But for somebody just to sit there just taking every call they get just because the phone is ringing, then they don't give a fuck about you anyway if they're doing that.
Pretty much.
So that's the whole damn thing that I was trying to get out of that. So you know that's fine. So what else is fucked up that men do?
I think it's also become the culture of communication, honestly, because you kind of, you know, it's not as shunned as much, especially amongst younger generation, because it's an expectation that if you have a phone, you are checking it, you know, often, or it's got some special ringtone or some emails coming through. I mean, I do get, and if it's not a date and it's just casual, like I'm not going to penalize my girlfriends for checking the phone, you know, while we're having drinks or anything, because I would probably have done the same. I think it just maybe, I guess, roundabout case by case.
Well, you know, that's different, though.
As
you and you with your girls or with your boys or something, and you're doing that, that's different. But, I mean, like they were talking about being on a date. This is the first date. You're trying to make this first impression, and you're answering the phone every time somebody calls. Your mama calls or your sister has asked you to go and pick up something from the store or something like that. Now, that's fucked up. I agree with Ms. Cotton on that. I agree what she's saying there on that. But I was just asking, and she clarified it about, you know, if it's a kid or something like that. You know, of course you got to take that because it's your child. You want to find out if everything is okay. You know, I would say if I was going to do that, if I was on a date and I had a business venture because of my business with the publishing company and things like that, that I really had to get something squared away, I would say, look, I might get a call from this person I may have to take, and, you know, just to let them know, just so they understand that. But, I mean, some people are fucked up like that. They just answering calls and whatever, everything that comes through, or my boy this and that and whatever, then they didn't care about you anyway. They just on a date or whatever they want to call it. So I understand that. So that's what you have to look at. And just like Carmen said, if somebody does
that,
she's going
to
get up and walk away. Some people might think
that.
Some might think that. You're right. You might. But I think if I was on a date, I mean, even if my lady was to come over to my apartment or something, or we together, I turn my phone off anyway. I don't even, it's not that I'm hiding it or nothing like that, but I'm spending time with her, so I'm with her. So you just don't deal with that stuff. You know, but some people just got, like you said, they're that damn important. They just got to, you know, just be there. You know, get everything that comes in.
Okay, well, am I the only one dealing with this? Because I'm living in Atlanta, like, I guess, where it's a city where everything is so spread out. But I'm just shocked by the fact that men don't think that they should have to pick you up for a date anymore.
What? What?
Yeah. I'm crazy. Well, why don't you meet me at... Why don't you meet you? No. That's okay. I'm good.
Oh, hell no.
Me?
I ain't never thought that.
It's nice.
That, oh, no. Oh,
you want me to drive,
you know,
alone? No.
But, you know, I have had women that want to come on their own because they feel like if something go wrong, they can leave when they want to. Okay?
Well,
now,
I'm
old-fashioned. If I'm going on a date, I want to pick you up and take you home and all that. I mean, that's romantic to me. But I even open doors and stuff. But, so my thing is you do have some women that they, well, I'll just meet you there. You know, they tell you that. So, you know, I mean, it's just, I guess they feel like if they don't like what's going on, they can leave when they want to and shit. I don't know. But it's case by case. That, again, is a case by case thing. But if you got a dude that's telling you that he didn't want to pick you up, that's just me, then, you know, you might want to look at that as well. I mean, this new technology thing with people and all this stuff that's going on with the dating has changed so much, you know, in these years that, you know, these, I'll say in the last 15 years or even more. It's just so different now, the way people interact and do things. It just trips me out. And what happened to the old school thing? I mean, just like I keep going back to Cotton's comment that she put out. I think she even sent it on a text on the phone. What happened to going out with somebody and taking them on a real date and not looking for nothing but just being together and having a good time? What happened to that shit? Where is it? I mean, I don't know. Everybody's quiet. Why are y'all quiet? I mean, what happened? What happened to that? What happened to just regular just going out and getting to learn somebody? Why does it have to be we got to fuck? Not all men that want to do that. Not all men want to just bone somebody the first time they meet them either. I mean, I'm not that kind of guy. You know, I know y'all may not believe that, but it's true. I'm not trying to just, you know, I go out with somebody. I want to know somebody first before I do something because they might be crazy. You know, so you want to get to know them a little bit. So what's y'all take on that? What happened to that? Anybody? Nobody want to tackle that? Dang, I can't believe that. No, nobody wants to touch that one.
I think because women have made it so easy for men to go after that they don't have to do the extra work that they used to do back in the day. Because women aren't like they used to. They're really not. They're just really.
Okay.
Now, if you can hook up with somebody via text or via internet, why would you do anything else?
That's technology again. But you know, it's not really all technology's fault, though, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's the mindset of the person. What I've noticed is that there are some men who have a really hard time holding a conversation with me. They have no idea what to say to me. None.
Well, you know why? I'm gonna tell you why I think.
Oh Lord.
Because you're so.
Refined.
The talent, the thing with the poetry and all that, and then you don't take shit. They scared they're going to say something wrong.
Really? That's what it is?
Well, yeah, because I know you a little better than everybody here. So my thing is I think a lot of people just don't know how to approach you because they don't know what you're going to say to them because you're this strong woman and you have this strong thing about relationships and stuff. And they read your stuff online and stuff, I'm sure. You know, they know that you're a strong woman, real strong, stronger than the average, I guess, whatever's out here with rap. So they have to come correct with you. Is that not true? If they don't know how to talk to you, then they ain't going to talk to you.
It's not even that. They find stuff to say. They just don't say the right thing.
They don't know what, because they want to say, let's fuck. That's why. They don't know how to say anything else, because what you're telling them in your poetry, they getting all hot and want to jack off or whatever. They think that's you. Just like when I write these books, these erotic books we write, they think that's me, too. But that's not all me. That's a part of me, but that's not the whole me. But they think, oh, he want to write about me. He want to write about us fucking in his book. Yo, shit ain't that damn good. I want to write about your ass. But, you know, there's all pieces of me besides that.
That's the basis of you getting to know me, just like a R&B singer, just like a rap artist, just like an actress. That's not who I am.
But that's what pulled them
that's
to you.
That's why I play on TV.
That's what drew them to you, is that.
Come
on. So
yeah,
they
got
to learn that it's more to you than that.
That's true.
So what else have they got to go on? All they know is you write this erotic poetry that's absolutely magnificent and it gets them strung out. That's all they know. So what else they going to do?
That's where you pick up the phone and you say, hey, Miss Cotton.
Do they have your number, though? Most of the dudes that be trying to get you, they online. Baby, you so, oh, you so fine. I wish I could get with you. You talking to me. I know that was for me. You wrote that shit for me, didn't you? Like you know this dude. Am I wrong?
No, but that, yeah, but again, that it sounds like, it almost sounds like it's an intimidation. I'm not one to be
intimidating. People have told me, you was in my bedroom, you must have saw what I was doing when I wrote a certain scene. I ain't seen shit, don't know what you like. But they think you're talking about them when they read it. You know what I'm saying? It's just
any of that.
Now, that is true.
Y'all got crazy.
I've had that told to me. I've had couples say you should be a therapist to tell us about sex and stuff. I mean it's just crazy. But that's what people go by, what they see, what you put out there, because they don't know nothing else.
That's true. That is true. But still.
So what else is anybody else's take on that? What is somebody else's take on that? We got 23 minutes. Come on. Anybody,
right,
don't get quiet on me tonight. Come on, people. Come
refresh
on.
The question for those people who weren't listening in their entire
Cotton, go ahead and refresh the question, because it was basically you saying, well, we were talking about why do these people, what happened to going out and just having a good time with somebody and getting to know them instead of just going straight to bed, basically.
Usually getting
what happens to the old romance? What happened to the romance, the old let's go out, let's open the door for someone, that's the chivalry, all that. What happened to all that
in this microwave
society?
Is that people find out the fastest way to know about somebody is to fuck them.
How do you find out about somebody with them moaning? How do you find out about somebody and they moaning and shit?
I don't find out much about anybody like
because
that.
Because women, because there are women.
I don't either. How is that?
There are women finding out whether, you know, what the dude is packing and whether or not he can screw. And there are dudes finding out if this woman can satisfy him. You know, so it's kind of like that, you know, that old adage, you know, where basically in order to find out about somebody, you know, you kind of sleep with them. Okay, it's not
kind of. You kind of.
Why do you have to sleep with them, though, to find out about them?
You kind of.
Who knows?
I don't get that.
And how you kind of sleep with somebody?
But the thing is, nobody wants to invest anything. So the quickest way to find out is the easiest way to find out.
But sex
you know
don't tell you nothing. Sex
TV,
don't tell you shit. What does it tell you about a person?
Man, sex will tell you a lot about a person.
What?
Hey,
give me some examples. Give me some examples of that one.
It'll tell you that.
Say what?
It will tell you how clean somebody is.
That don't tell
or
you
clean.
They probably
clean.
The moment.
Or lack thereof.
They probably just cleaned up for the moment. You know
or some didn't clean up at all.
Men would kill me saying stuff like that because they think I wrote a poem about that very thing because.
Well, do you have it available? Do you have it available so you can read it?
This woman that slept with she got all these different men and none of them know about each other, but they think that she is just the one. They think that because I have friends like this, that's why I can speak on this. I've watched my friends sleep with several different men at one time, and every man thinks that she is just the bomb.
So she's fucking everybody.
Right. So that doesn't make her clean. That makes her very tainted, and the risk of one of somebody catching something is very high. Hmm.
Wow.
You'd be
amazing.
Surprised.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, so DV, what do you get out of a woman then when you fuck them first? What do you find out?
How easy it is. I mean,
okay.
Let's be honest.
What?
Because, like,
what?
This is the thing. Like, because
I'm tripping. Did you say how easy it is?
She probably found out how easy you was. Or probably, not you, DV, but how easy the guy was.
Well, he said that he was doing it, so we're talking about him. So what do you find out?
What I'm saying,
how easy it is. What do you find out about it?
What I'm saying is, like, we all
You said how clean she is.
No, but listen, we all know that, I mean, not all know, but we theorize that the faster that we can sleep with a woman, the faster she'll give it up for the next man. You know, and so there's a lot of dudes who carry around that type of mentality. Like, if I can get it this fast, you know, what makes me think that I'm so special? So, I mean, a lot of that has to do with image, what he perceives her image to be. So if
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to ask you. So what if she waited 6 months before she gave you the pussy, and then you got some? What does that tell you about?
The thing is, it's
how
not
long
about
she wait?
Truth. It's not about truth. It's about illusion. You know,
okay, so what's the illusion of 6 months?
If a woman makes you wait 6 months, then the illusion that is that she made every man wait 6 months. Whether that's the truth,
not necessarily. It might be something about you, though.
But wait, that is relevant because that's your perceived truth. If you think that that's what she does for everybody, she may have made the last dude wait 2 days. But if you're under the impression,
I love you, DV.
If you're under the impression that she made you wait 6 months, then you're like, oh, that's a good woman. So, I mean, sometimes it's just the perception of what the other person is.
Well, if she give it to you the first night, that means she ain't shit? Does that mean she ain't a good woman?
No.
She might have just liked you enough and
we'll
let you have it there.
But you see, what you're doing is you're trying to, like, basically say, you know, everybody fits into
this judging
type.
You're judging her.
We all make judgments. Let's not play games. We all make judgments based on what the people look like, what people smell like, what people say. The things that people say.
If a woman gave me some on the first night, that doesn't mean that she ain't shit.
But wait,
please tell me,
you didn't carry that through your entire life. You didn't carry that same mantra. It took experience and it took growth.
Absolutely, it did.
I
agree there. Yeah.
So
why do you have to think, okay, she gave it up in 2 days, so she ain't shit?
It's not that, but these are the things that you're growing up with. These are the things that all of your friends are telling you. So whenever you, even from the time we were in high school to the time we're in college, if we met somebody who gave it to us on the first night, they are automatically not potential. The fact that they like sex as much as you do does not even enter your mind. But what it is like she gave it up to me this quick, so she must always give it up. So that's the perception. And as long as you hold on to those perceptions, that will always be your reality.
So why do
Ladies, y'all think that's
fucked
up?
That's what I fail to understand. Why do it? If what you want to believe is if she does it in this time frame, she's not potential. She does it in this time frame, she is potential. I'll give you that just because that's the rule you want to live by. But then why go there with the not potential? Why go there at all?
Why what? I can barely hear you, sweetie.
Why go there with the not potential? The girl that's in the not potential category, why go there with her?
So 30 days later and she give you some, does that mean she ain't potential? She got your question. Answer both of them.
All right. The first question as far as why even indulge her is simply because all men, well, most men, want the same thing, sex. And if he can get it from somebody sooner rather than later, then he's going to take it. You know, like I said, it's not about right or wrong. It's about, you know, it's just about carnal, you know, your carnal feelings. If I meet 10 women and 8 of them don't even give me the time of day and 2 of them offer to give me sex, ultimately the one who gives me sex first is probably one I'm going to, you know, well, not only that, but she's the one as soon as a better one comes along, you're going to move to the side. You know, but
not necessarily, because that woman might be good. She might be not just sexually, but she might show you other attributes about her. That's good. Just because she gave it to you real quick doesn't mean that she's a bad person.
But like I said, it's all about perceptions, and if that's what that
you,
is,
you all your whole perceptions on the sex, because sex is all
right
about her.
Like I said, you guys speaking, you all speaking in generalizations. What we're talking about is some guy A who thinks, you know, some belief A. So this guy may or may not exist, but like I said, until you grow up, until you learn and experience these things for yourself, you are always going to hold the beliefs of the people who told you these experiences before.
Okay,
so if
I get all that.
If your friends, look how many black men are like, I'd never go down on a woman. Where did they get that from? They damn sure didn't get that from women. They got them from all of their friends who said, if you go down on a woman, that makes you less of a man. So they hold on to that belief for as long as they possibly can until either they grow or they meet somebody
that, yeah,
who changes their perceptions.
Okay, well,
well
let me
I've
say
grown
this.
Up
all
with,
that
I've
is good, but let me
19 and 20-year-old boys, but everybody on this phone is dating folks over 30. So what's your excuse?
Okay, so we asking you,
well,
Dee Dee, your perception, your
30,
thing.
I think it goes both ways. I did. Hello?
Yeah, you're here. Go ahead.
Oh, I did grow up. Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Okay.
I thought
while we're waiting on her to come back, she's still here. But DV, I think what we were trying to get was your perception of it. I mean, you've been around for a few years. You're going to judge a woman because if she gives you some pussy in 2 days, and you ain't going to be with the woman now?
I don't need, like, in all honesty, I don't need somebody who's going to, whether she gives it up in 2 days or 2 years is irrelevant. As long as she meets me on a mental aspect, because I'm a very hard person to deal with, and I know that. Because
okay, well, that's what I'm trying to find out. We're trying to find out that. But it sounded like earlier that,
sex
but
is
I guess
not
you
my,
mean in general.
The thing is, sex is not my end game. Sex, you know, if I get the sex, so what? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that because it sounded like a few minutes ago, not you personally, but it sounded like every man's end game is if he gets her too quick, then she ain't shit, and he ain't gonna even try to find out nothing else about her.
But like I said,
you know, and that's
people,
not true.
It doesn't. Age is irrelevant because, like I said, it comes to experience. There are a lot of people that we know now, that 50, 60 years old, that believe if a woman gives you something too quick, she nasty. Because
well, I know that
because grandparents
I'm
that kind of tell us that.
I know a lot of people who's that way. I'm 50. I'm proud to be 50 years old, and I know a lot of guys that's my age that will say the same shit you're talking about, but they just dumb in them. They dumb-ass motherfuckers. But anyway,
but like
Melanie, what'd you have to say?
Okay, I just going to say that, I'm sorry, I did grow up, and it might be geographical, and I don't know what it is, but I can tell you just from what DB was saying, the stigmas that came with certain things that were cultural boundaries, only white girls gave head. A man, you know.
Well, that's everywhere. Everybody thinks that everywhere. That's not just.
But my point is just the same thing. Women, there are many women who think, black women, who think oral sex is nasty, and they are grown women. So
I had somebody tell me that before.
Yes, that, oh my God, ew, you actually put your mouth on it? Like, that, so.
I have a menstrual cycle there. I have a baby there. Why would you want to do that? I had somebody actually tell me that. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, that is it is conditioning, and some people never break free of that. Some people are content in their belief of that. And I think it does shape, back to what DB was saying, how, you know, that whole sex on the first date thing, I don't think it's as substantial when you're older than it is when you're younger. And you could be that person that continues to carry that because there are, I'm telling you, I've lived in a few different cities and there are old-ass men who don't change position. They don't flip you over. They don't do anything different. It is exactly the same every single time. And you've got a chick who wants you to you may meet somebody who may be creeping because you don't keep up your side or you don't are not adventurous in the bedroom. So I think
I'm glad I ain't that
motherfucker. Variations. Well, I can tell you that he exists. He may do everything else. He may pay the bills. He may, you know, do everything else right. But he is so traditionally taught that your position in that bedroom is on your back, and that is it. There are men who don't go down on women. So, I mean, and they're older, and they're much older. So I do think
Because, you know, a lot of guys came up like that.
And got A's beliefs, and you got men who won't mess with you unless you are engaged to them. You got obviously women who won't mess with you unless you're engaged.
Huh?
Or married. Oh, yeah.
What?
That's still like, that's still around, too.
Indeed.
So,
wow.
You know, I think that is, you know, one of the many variations of beliefs about sex, you know, that we, the more people we come in contact with from other cultures, I think I've learned a lot from. People I work
with. Well, I have a question for everyone that's here, the panel, everybody that's here. Now, you know, next Monday is the day after Christmas. Are you guys willing to come back on the show, or do we not need to have a show? because we can continue this next week. We got like 10 minutes, and I think that this needs to be talked about a little more. But if you guys want to take a break, I mean, you know, because we got two shows we can do from now, and thereafter, of course, the holidays. And, you know, the first one would be the last show would be a day after Christmas, and then there'd be another show after New Year's, of course. That would be in the new year. But
I think that would be
that show
that would
gonna
be,
happen.
I think the one after New Year's would be a bad idea because, you know,
yeah, right.
The fact
that's
that most
saying.
Of us get that Monday off, oh, that's going to be lovely.
Right. Yeah, yeah, you guys would be, you know, fucked up. So what do you think? do you think we should have a show day after Christmas? Would you
okay,
like? Would y'all like to do that or no?
Everybody just got quiet real quiet.
Oh,
quiet.
Yeah. I know. What's going on? Am I saying? Go ahead. Go ahead.
You speak in okay. German, baby.
I don't know because I might have to be working. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, we understand you have to
I'm
work.
I'm not an official panel member, so.
Well, you know, we like you on the
I
show.
Can.
We like you coming on. We like you coming too now. But panel members, ladies, Cotton.
I'm there. I'm there. I said I'm there like four times. Ain't nobody listening.
I'm listening. I'm trying to hear you. Don't get like that. Don't get like that. Don't get like
don't
that.
Be like that. Don't be like that.
Don't be like that. Don't do that. Because, you know, I like that. I like when you did that for that, even though you not officially did that for that CD. It sounds like you. Okay, so Carmen, are you willing to do a show next week or no?
Sure.
I just want to make sure because I know everybody got their little Christmas relationships going on and shit. They want to be with their Christmas winter love, and I don't want to stop that if that's what y'all gonna be doing. But we do want to. I do want to
rock my Ebony
Lewis relationship thing. Yeah.
If you find my winter love, you send him right on to Sacramento.
Okay. Well, we want to have a show next week, so I'm gonna definitely set that up, and we're gonna definitely do that. So we'll talk more. I mean, it don't have to be 2 hours, but I like doing a 2 hour show because I like getting all the time I can. Because Block Talk Radio sometimes will.
Man, I wish we had started off with this conversation. Then we'd have more time.
So, yeah. Well, we can do this next week. We'll start off with this, you know. And what was this conversation? We just started talking about. And that's what we're going to do, you know. So, but, you know, I want you guys to have, you know, I really want you to get something out of this. And I want people that use the chat room because we have people on the chat room. And I also see that Ms. Creole said that I want to call in, but y'all are talking. Well, if you call in, we will listen to you, sweetheart. If you ask a question, we will definitely let you talk. That's what we do. So you can definitely do that, okay? Please call in. We'd like for y'all to do that. And we offer others to bring their comments and their whatever they want to say. I mean, I understand that we're talking, but that doesn't mean that you can't call in and say your piece. That's what we do here on Word Sexy Radio. So. But... you know, Cotton, I hope you're not upset because you seem a little agitated tonight. Did we mess you up, baby?
Oh, just passion.
Thank you. I'm very passionate.
Huh?
Thank you. No, I'm not. What DV said?
What did DV say? I didn't even hear what he said.
I said that's not attitude. It's just passion.
Yeah.
Okay, Carmen. Okay. Carmen's okay, too? You all right? Melanie, you fine? Everybody's good?
Carmen, like, I cut a motherfucker. I just cut him deep. Like, whoa, okay.
So our discussion next week is going to be, we're going to continue this next week what we're talking about now, but I want to get a grasp of what it is that we're actually talking about right now. We went into a lot of things. So the question went to what? What was the actual question? Somebody.
Ooh. The stuff that men think
about. What was that again? I'm sorry.
The last question was what happened to dating and getting to know someone.
There we go. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. What happened to dating and getting to know someone?
Ask Carmen some questions. She's the only one that ain't talking. I want to know about her man, you know, the things that women do wrong. I'm going to get on you. Woo, yes.
So, Carmen, you're going to be the subject of next week.
I'm not
going to
be the subject of next week.
Just like we
they're
said.
Asking,
the subject of next
we,
week.
We want to know. We want to know the same question we asked. What happened to dating and what happened to, you know, the old school type of courting and dating and all that. That's what we're going to talk about next week. But he said that he wanted you to be the focus because you haven't talked about your man or none of that. So I guess he wants to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I like when Cotton get on here and she get like, it sounds like she upset, but she ain't. But I like when she get real frustrated like that. It just fucks me up.
I don't know about broken hearts, broken friends. Broke.
Oh, no.
You want to know about broken
heart?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what he said. Broken hearts, broken trends, friends, and all that shit. That's what he said. So, Melanie, if you can come back next week, we'd love to have you, sweetheart. And everybody, we're going to do this show. That'll be the last show for the year. We're going to go ahead and knock that out. And Miss Creole, Mua Creole, I hope I'm saying that right. If you want to call in next week, please call in. We definitely want you to call in, and if you got something to say, we definitely want to hear what you have to say, okay? So you're in the chat room. Hopefully you're listening, and we want you to do that. So everybody, I want y'all to have a Merry Christmas. We're going to let you go a little early tonight, and, you know, let us know what happened after Christmas, you know, what's going on.
That's what I'm saying.
All right?
Like, I second that. Everybody have a Merry Christmas.
You're gonna hear the tears of time. Let me take on the dumb go. Even though I need it so, your arms are too deep, but I see no gain. I ain't no child, I ain't just friends. There's not no moving man.
All my mind's back. the next chick that he matched with. So reckless, so hard.